Please open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Proverbs 16, in your Schofield Bible, page 683. And beginning with the 24th verse, we'll read responsively through the end of the chapter, verse 33. Verses 24 through 33. Taking special note of the 32nd verse, the text verse for this evening's message. Shall we stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God? Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth or laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And let's pray. Father, what a wonderful book you've given us. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the reading of it in public. We thank you especially for the preaching of it here in our church, and now for the 52nd Sunday. It's being preached again, and for the last Sunday of this year, and all the way through from the first of the year to the end, we've marveled at the truths that you've revealed to us through Thy Word and through the man of God. Thank you for our preacher. Bless tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come now to the preaching, the last sermon that will be preached behind this pulpit for 1996. Help me as I speak. May we tonight sort of get our focus right, equilibrium right, the little red reset button pushed. Bless the message to our hearts and our lives. Amen. I want to speak tonight on the subject, who is your hero? Or who are your heroes? I read our text tonight is this verse. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And the word mighty there, it deals with the word, sometimes it means a hero. A model, a role model. He that is slow to anger is better than the heroes. And he that ruleth his spirit actually is a better hero than he that taketh a city. I want to talk tonight on the subject, who are your heroes? Father, bless my message, please, to our hearts now. Amen. I was in the hospital last week. My sister was having the last thing that could prevent open heart surgery or heart bypass surgery, kind of thing that they try often on people that have blocked arteries. And the last 10 people I knew of before my sister, it failed, but it succeeded in her. Now she's in the hospital tonight because there's an infection of the incision where the tube was placed, and she'll have to have surgery, I think, sometime this week on the incision. But anyway, we, to be quite frank with you, we were very concerned. There were about 7 of us and the family and some friends. And we were there in the waiting room, and the doctor came in, and he told us that everything was fine. She would not have to have open heart surgery. We had a little revival meeting there for a while. Tears were shed, and praises were offered, and thanksgiving to God was felt in our hearts. After we'd gotten the good news, and I had spoken a word to my sister, I walked out of the hospital, and there on one of the chairs in one of the waiting room was a little paper. Don't know what it was, didn't pick it up, just looked at it and read just a bit of it as I was standing there. And it was sort of about America's heroes of 1996. And listed in the list of heroes were the likes of Michael Jordan, who is certainly ought to be a hero in America because he can bounce a ball real well. And he can actually take that ball and put it through a basket, a peach basket. Certainly he ranks up there with the generals of the army who fought battles, and ranks up there with the fellows who won the Medal of Honor because they risked their lives on the battlefields. Certainly this renowned gambler ought to be one of our heroes in America. Listed in the list of heroes for 1996 were that renowned queer Michael Jackson. And certainly he ought to be there because he probably is the cutest queer of them all. And certainly he ought to be there. He was listed as one of the heroes of 1996. Listed in that on that article was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And certainly he ought to be there because he has a big chest. Anybody has a big chest certainly is a hero in America. And if that's the case, I ought to be one of America's greatest heroes. But certainly a man that can pick up a lot of iron and hold it up, that is a real achievement. He ought to be up there with Louis Pasteur and Jonas Salk and others who've invented cures for diseases and made America what she is. He ought to be up there beside George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and all the other great presidents because of what a man. Not only that, he can make a bunch of R-rated movies and make whores and prostitutes out of our boys and girls, too. And certainly he deserves to be one of our heroes. And then there was Shaquille O'Neal. Oh, boy, he ought to be there for sure. I mean, actually, he can reach out and drop a ball in a basket. Now, that's a real feat. I mean, he actually can reach up and just drop it right through a basket. And certainly that ought to put him up beside Sergeant York and other great heroes of America. And then there was Madonna. And certainly she ought to be there because she can strip. And she can she also is a whore. And she's had an affair, so they say, with Dennis Rodman. Certainly that's one of the great accomplishments in all of history. And by the way, Dennis Rodman was mentioned there also. And I got to thinking, how perverted has our country got? I got to thinking about this. Let me make a few nominations for heroes. I'd like to nominate those doctors who saved my sister's life. I'd like to nominate those men that stood around my sister and had a part, no doubt, in saving her life. It's sort of sad that a whore like Madonna is more famous than a doctor who saves. I'd like to nominate Dr. Giergos, who saved the life of our Bill Burr. I'd like to nominate the firemen that rush headlong into death to save our lives. Oh, Michael Jordan, he's the big boy, but not as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to nominate the real heroes. I'd like to nominate the policemen who risk their lives to protect mine. And policemen are an awful lot like preachers. When every one of them goes bad, it makes news. But let me tell you, for every one that's bad, there are a dozen men who've given their lives to protect your safety and my safety. And I rebel about all the articles about the policemen that are crooked. Bless God for those policemen who are on the job and given to protect our lives, our property, and our families. I'd like to nominate school teachers. I'd like to nominate as our heroes, our Hammond Baptist school teachers. I did a little figuring. You know how much it'd take one of our school teachers at Hammond Baptist schools to make as much money as Michael Jordan makes in 1 year? 1,600 years. And he's a hero. They say that Michael Jordan on a spending shopping spree, sometimes spends $200,000. And he's one of our heroes. Air Jordan. How about Air Jesus? Michael Jordan jumps 10 feet in the air. Jesus went all the way up. I understand it. I do not understand our heroes. I'd like to nominate the scientists who spend their lives in anonymity seeking a cure for diseases. I'd like to nominate, in the place of Martin Luther King Jr., a well-known communist, I'd like to nominate Jonas Salk as a hero. I recall back in the days when polio was running rampant across America. And in the newspaper, every day it kept a poll, just like you'd keep the standing for the football teams or basketball teams or baseball teams. How many children had contacted polio and how many had died that day in the Dallas County area? Every time your little child got a temperature back in the early 1950s, you tremble, afraid your child had polio. And all of a sudden, Dr. Jonas Salk discovered the cure for polio. And yet we have a day for a well-known communist, Martin Luther King Jr., and nobody knows the birthday of Jonas Salk. America's perverted. I said America's perverted. I'd like to nominate Louis Pasteur for one of our heroes. I'd like to nominate those today, unknown men and women who are behind the scenes, who are discovering cures, making breakthroughs in sugar diabetes, making breakthroughs in Alzheimer's disease. Oh, I hope they're hurrying. And yet, Michael Jordan is a hero. Madonna is a hero. Michael Jackson's a hero. Shaquille O'Neal's a hero. I say America's perverted and crazy, brother. The real heroes in America are behind the scenes, some of them today night, trying to save our lives and find cures for diseases. I'd like to nominate the single mothers forsaken by their husbands. I'd like to nominate some heroes tonight who are sitting in this room whose husbands left them for a whore, and they're having to be the mother and father. Get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, wash, iron, clean house, go to work, work all day, come back home and clean the house and cook supper, and then help the children with their homework. Get to bed by midnight, up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Brother Michael Jordan ought to bow down before people like that. Shaquille O'Neal ought to bow down before people like that. Michael Jackson ought to bow down. There's the great people in America, and those ought to be our heroes. I'd like to nominate the men who work in the steel mill. I'd like to nominate those men that fight the traffic every morning and go out there, those blast furnaces, and to provide for their families and pay the rent. And put food on the table and put table under the food and put clothes on the back of their children. I'd like for some of you teenagers to realize who the real heroes are. That daddy of yours who sweats and bleeds to give you life and put food on your table. Why don't you put his picture up on the wall in your room? Take the gambler Michael Jordan down and put your daddy's picture up there or your mama's picture up there. I'd like to nominate as our real heroes men and women on mission fields who've left their homes. I'd like to nominate Lane Jones in the backwoods of the Philippine Islands, living in unbelievable circumstances, the Heidenreichs and others. I'd like to nominate those people. And while we pay $25 million to a well-known gambler to shoot a ball through a hoop and bounce a ball down wearing his underwear while he does it, that's idiocy. Idiocy. And while make heroes out of men that take a stick and knock a ball over a fence out over a pasture somewhere, and if they do it 50 times a year, they get $6, $8, $10 million a year. That's crazy. Let's save it for the missionaries giving their lives on foreign fields tonight. I'd like to nominate Dr. Lee Robertson, who at the age of 87 keeps on going, preaching almost every night of his life. I'd like to nominate that man who for almost two-thirds of a century has proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ
I'd like to nominate him. Sit down, Shaquille O'Neal. And you hush. You haven't gotten a right to be famous.
I'd like to nominate City Baptist teacher. I'd like to nominate Pam Hibbert.
Fully on Liz Taylor.
I'd like to nominate bus workers who spend 6, 8, 10 hours every Saturday. Hot, cold, 100 degrees or 10 below zero. Rain, sleet, snow, or sunshine. Out there trying to help people while we go and put our money down and pay $25 to $50 for a ticket to watch a bunch of whoremongers who father illegitimate children, and many of them get fined for being on dope. Watch them as they bounce a ball up and down wearing their underwear, and at halftime a bunch of stripteasers come out and show you their bosoms, half their bosoms and their legs and their thighs and sometimes their hips. What's wrong with us? We've lost our sense of value. We're a perverted nation, and the truth is God's people sometimes are as guilty as the heathen. I'd like to nominate the married college men who work by night and go to school by day and work bus routes by weekends. I'd like to nominate that army of women who love them and stay home and live for 4 years or almost widows while their husbands are preparing to serve God full time. I'd like to nominate those little wives that live in apartment houses and share an attic with some rats and mice and cockroaches. I'd like to nominate that great army of Christian wives. Sit down, dear Taylor, and shut up. Sit down, Madonna, and shut up. You haven't got any right to be a hero. Let these dear wives that are sacrificing, let them get the accolades and be the heroes. I'd like to nominate, in many cases, that man you call your husband, the father of your children who sleeps beside you in your bed. That man who gets up early and works hard all day. Maybe he works as a mechanic and has grease thin out under his fingernails. Fully on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fully on that whoremonger who makes whoremongers out of our young people. Fully on the basketball stars, the baseball stars, the football stars who make millions for playing a little boy's game. I say, let's have 3 cheers for your husband tonight. Make him your hero. I'd like to nominate that woman who bore your children. While you take a sneak at Playboy magazine, take a look at her sometime. I'd like to nominate these men on the platform. Not a single one of these men couldn't make twice as much money or 3 or 4 times as much. I'd like to nominate these men as heroes tonight. Michael Jordan couldn't hold a candle to these men. These men on the platform tonight, all but Ron Moffitt. I want to tell you tonight that the day will never come when Charles Barkley is as great a man as Ron Moffitt is. They'll never come when Mr. Olajuwon's a greater man than Ray Young is. We're crazy. We're perverted. Stand up and cheer the Super Bowl. Bless God, the Super Bowl takes place every Sunday here at First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. I'd like to nominate some black men. If you want a black legend, don't choose a well-known ex-communist, Martin Luther King Jr., or a rabble-rouser, Jesse Jackson. I'm not talking about black people. I'd say, I thank God, but choose some black people like Booker T. Washington, or choose some black person like George Washington Carver. Or if you want some who are alive tonight, choose some of these country preachers in black areas in America who stand up and preach for nothing. Whatever vegetables and butter and meat their people bring to them, and they wear hand-me-down clothes and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sit down, Martin Luther King. God's men, rise up. They ought to be our heroes. I'd like to not nominate these black athletes, but the parents who reared them. And the teachers who taught them. And the preachers who inspired them.
I'd like to nominate Randy and Mrs. Rogers tonight for heroes. I'd like to nominate that little lady that pushes that wheelchair for her husband, realizing he'll never get out of that wheelchair to walk again, barring an unbelievable miracle. I'd like to nominate Randy Erickson because of the years he spent living a life of loneliness. I'd like to nominate him. I'd like to nominate some people in this room tonight who suffered but keep on going and won't turn back. I'm trying to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have got a bunch of assorted heroes in America. Scotty Pippins, who father illegitimate children, and you sit there in that stand and cheer them. You ought to be arrogant right with God. And why don't you cheer the missionaries to Nigeria and the missionaries to Africa and the missionaries to the Philippines and the godly people trying to serve God and pastors all across the world in hard places who are proclaiming the gospel of the grace of God. I'm saying the real heroes are not the heroes that are making millions of the heroes that are building rewards and riches in heaven. Let me compare Madonna with Pam Hibbard for a while. A little lady that's given her life to work with our bus kids. Given her life to work at City Baptist Schools. Let me tell you something. I'm getting mad. I'm sick and tired of a nation that'll honor a strip teaser, honor a breast bearer, and not honor somebody who's given her life to helping the underprivileged. And they talk about helping the poor. Let's help the ghettos. Bless God, that's what we're doing. And yet the same society that talks about helping the ghettos is the same society makes heroes of whores and drunks and Michael Irvins. Compare Michael Jackson with Don Boyd. Personally, I'll take Michael Jackson. Compare that man who lost his eye to cancer, yet keeps on going, influencing your children and heading our high school, with a guy that's rotting the morals of America, singing about sex and singing about dope and wiggling like a worm in a rainstorm while he does it. And some of you young people, I want to say, listen, you are perverted. I say you're perverted. You got these rock records and these rock tapes and these rock CDs. I'm telling you tonight, you are perverted. I said you are perverted. I said you are not right with God. You are as wicked as the devil himself is. You're honoring a bunch of whores and whoremongers and harlots and prostitutes and dope heads and alcoholics. Why don't you honor God's great heroes? Compare Michael Jordan with Lane Jones. Read that book I wrote about Beverly Hills and compare that to a whore like Liz Taylor. Compare Oprah to Marlene Evans. Far better. Even better. Let me nominate the only real hero. His name is Jesus Christ. He never wrote a book, but more books have been written about him than all the people that ever lived put together. He never started a school, but more schools have been built in his name than all of the people put together. He never built a hospital, but more hospitals have been built in his name than all the names of the world put together. He never was an actor, but more drama has been penned about him than any other person or all the other people who ever lived put together. He never chiseled a statue, but more sculpture has been made of him than anybody who's ever lived. He never painted on canvas, but more art has been painted about him than anybody who ever lived. Never wrote a poem, but more poetry has been penned about him than anybody who ever lived. I'm saying, hey, he's my hero. He's my hero. He's my virgin-born Savior. He left heaven and came to earth for me. He lived for 33 years away from the heavenly Father and walked the dusty trails of Judea and was hated and despised and rejected of men. He was despised by his own people, crucified by his own nation, excommunicated by his own synagogue, misunderstood by his own family, and wrongly indicted and wrongly tried and wrongly convicted and dipped his own soul into hell for me. Hey, there's a hero for you. He never built a building, but more buildings have been built in his name than anybody who's ever lived. He never wrote a song, but more songs have been written about him than anybody who ever lived. Talk about an athlete. He walked on the water. Try that, Michael Jordan. He walked through walls. He ascended to the sky. Talk about physicians. He healed more people than all the doctors combined. Talk about educators. He was the truth and is. Talk about medicine. He's the balm of Gilead. Talk about doctors. He's the great physician. Talk about authors. He's the Word of God. Talk about florist and horticulturist. He's the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Until the end of time, sensible men will bow before him. Wise men will acknowledge his exceeding glory of this great phenomenon. He is the mightiest of the mighty, the purest of the pure, the greatest of the great. His pierced hands have changed more lives than anything in the world. His riven side has transformed nations. His beaten and crucified form has changed destinies and raised empires. His crown of thorns that rules and guides the ages. He is the one of colossal dimensions. He is the incomparable man, yet he's God. He is the creator of the universe, and he's man. He will never be surpassed. He presides over the destinies of human nations. His worship shall grow without ceasing. His legend will never end. All ages will proclaim him. All men will bow before him. All tongues will confess him. All nature obeys him. All power is given unto him. All eternity shall worship him. All angels shall praise him. All wise men shall trust him. All of heaven shall exalt him. Strong men shall bow before his strength. Wise men shall bow before his wisdom. And learned men shall bow before his knowledge. Let me ask you a question tonight. What has Michael Jackson ever done for you? Let me ask you a question tonight. What's Michael Jordan ever done for you? Let me ask you a question tonight. What's Arnold Schwarzenegger ever done for you? Let me ask you a question. What's Madonna ever done for you? Let me tell you what Jesus has done for you. He gave up heaven for you. He gave up fellowship with the Father for you. He gave up the adoration of angelic host for you. He exchanged golden streets for the dusty roads of Judea for you. He traded heavenly mansions for no place to lay his head for you. For you. I said you. And you cheer Michael Jordan. His airness. How about his gamblingness? How about his dice? Yes. And you cheer Scottie Pippen. And you cheer Dennis Rodman. Let me tell you something. It is a disgrace for one of God's people to get more excited about five grown men playing a boys' game, running around their underwear, and they do about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of you folks right now criticizing folks standing up. Right now, you're criticizing folks standing up and praising God when you go to a ball game and you stand up and you praise Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen and all the rest of them. I'm trying to tell you, let's get our priorities in order. His worship will grow without ceasing. Let me tell you what he's done for you. He gave up heaven, fellowship with the Father, adoration of angels, exchanged the crown of glory for a crown of thorns. Traded adoration for hatred. Exchanged praise for scorn. Exaltation for humiliation. He traded a throne for a cross. The glory of heaven for the glory of Calvary. He slid from the peak of heaven to the pit of hell. For you! I said for you! The gates traded gates of pearl. The crucified outside the gates of Jerusalem. He traded being the judge to being the judged. He traded no sin to becoming sin for you. He traded fellowship with the Father to being forsaken by the Father. He traded his righteousness to become your sin. He came from heaven to hell to take you from hell to heaven. Did you hear me? Three cheers for Jesus. Three cheers for Jesus. He came from heaven and suffered hell so you wouldn't have to suffer hell, so you go to heaven someday. Some of you sit there hoping their service will get over right away. He came to bear your sin so that you may wear his righteousness. He gave his regal scepter for a borrowed walking stick. He exchanged his royal robe for a soldier's overcoat. He was wrongly convicted that you may be rightly freed. He traded the glory of glory for the glory of Calvary. He rose from the dead for you. He ascended to heaven for you. He sprinkled his blood on heaven's mercy seat for you. He intercedes tonight at the right hand of the Father for you. He is preparing a home in heaven tonight for you. He's coming back for you. He'll raise you from the dead or translate you in the sky. He'll give you eternal crowns. He'll let you rule and reign with him for 1,000 years and bring down the new Jerusalem prepared as a bride adorned for a husband for you. For you. And you sit there and never get excited about it. Who are your heroes tonight? Who are your heroes tonight? And you have a picture on your wall of Air Jordan. Aren't you teenage punkos proud of that? In the light of William Carey that gave his life, the light of John Huss that gave his life burned to the stake, the light of Latimer and Ridley who were burned to the stake to proclaim the gospel of grace so you and I someday would get that gospel, the light of Stephen that was stoned to death, the Apostle Paul left outside the city and finally martyred beheaded by the guillotine. In the light of the 12 apostles, all of whom died unnatural deaths. Aren't you proud of yourself? Michael Jordan's your hero. Scottie Pippen's your hero. Shaquille O'Neal is your hero. Madonna's your hero. That godless Arnold Schwarzenegger is your hero. And you're going to answer to God for it someday. And your hero is someone bounce a ball and throw it through a basket. Yeah. Or your hero, someone, picks up a stick and hits a ball over a fence. Or kicks a dead pig through a goalpost. Or hits a white ball into a tomato can on a green. Or can hit white and black ivory with his fingers. Fully on Liberace. Or sings vulgar songs and wiggles. Or hits a ball across the net with a racket made of cat guts. Or lifts a lot of iron up and down. Now you listen to me. Some of you young men, you think you're hot stuff because you got a chest, because you've spent your life. Let me ask you a question. How many poor people did lifting that iron help? I'd rather have a grape for a bicep and have some character and integrity. You body worshipers. Well, if you saw my body, you'd fall down and worship. Or your hero is somebody can make love on a screen. Any animal can do it. Dogs can do it. Pigs can do it. Cats can do it. Tigers can do it. Lions can do it. Any animal can do it. And yet you got a hero, some whore, making love on a screen. And you HBO watchers and you HBO havers are going to face God for it. Or your hero is somebody can kick a round ball through a goal. Or run around a circle faster than other people can. I was out in the woods praying. A raccoon got after me. I broke the 440-yard dash record. We're crazy. A little 14-year-old gal can get on some balance beam. Or she can do a bunch of cartwheels, land on her feet. She becomes a national hero. That is the disgrace in the sight of Almighty God. Or some ballet dancer. We're crazy. We're perverted. We're crazy. And the people in this room tonight who are guilty. You can have your Michael Jordans and Michael Jackson. Give me Michael Sisson. You can have your Johnny Travoltas. Give me Johnny Colston. You can have your Marlene Dietrichs. Give me Marlene Evans. You can have your Don Juans. Give me Don Boyds. You can have your Rolling Stones. Give me the Rock of Ages. You can have your Jack Nicklaus. Give me Jack Scott. You can have your Marilyn Monroe. Give me Marilyn Jorgensen. You can have your Beverly Hillbillies and Beverly Hills. Give me Beverly Hills. You can have your Broadway. Give me Broadway. You can have your Jesse Owens. Give me Jeff Owens. You can have your Bill Clinton. Give me Bill Burr. And you can have your Hillary Clinton and give me anybody. You can have your George Bushes. Give me Craig Bush. You can have your Steve Youngs. Give me Ray Young. You can have your Jerry Rices. Give me John Rice. You can have your Tom Brokaws. Give me Tom Vogel. You can have your Johnny Carsons. Give me Johnny Colson. You can have your Liz Taylors. Give me Randy Taylor. You can have your Phil Jacksons. Give me Phil Murkowski. You can have your Daryl Walters. Give me Daryl Moore. You can have your Bobby Knights. Give me Bob O'Clair. You can have your JoJo Whites. Give me JoJo Moffitt. You can have your Joe Montanas. Give me Joe Boyd. You can have your Jack Nicklaus. Give me Jack DeCosta. You can have your Peter, Paul, and Mary. And give me the real Peter, the real Paul, and the real Mary. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. He's my hero. Our Heavenly Father, get us some balance back. Get our priorities straightened up. Help us to cheer those men in the jungles tonight. I'm talking about Joy and Jeff Ryder. Living out with savages. Having to hunt for their food. Build their own houses. Put in their own electrical systems. Dig their own wells. While we cheer a bunch of whores and harlots and fathers of illegitimate children. Oh my God, tonight, help us to cheer Jesus, our hero. Our hero. Even Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Amen. Shall we stand?